Or call Dana Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, back here, I guess morning is on Gumby. Good morning. This is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Constance Gumby. And we're going to be talking about the things that are going on in the world. Basically, of course, if you look at historical events, and, well, they're unfolding, but you never understand what's really behind them. Well, as you begin doing more research, you learn that there really are other groups in the world, and certainly there's the communists, and they're still active, and then there's the Muslim extremists, and there are a small group of them throughout the world. But the major force behind what's really taking place are a group of very wealthy and powerful people who work within a number of small groups, very covertly, quietly behind the scenes. Certainly the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, you can get their press releases, and they sort of pretend that they're why we're quite open. But for basically from 1921 up until perhaps 8-10 years ago, they were totally secret. You never saw any mention of them, those organizations, in the controlled media, because members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission control virtually all of the major media outlets in America. We're just so fortunate to have stations like this. But what everybody who has studied this has missed is the fact that behind these covert organizations, the Bilderbergers, the CFR, and the Trilateral Commission, are powerful spiritual forces. And you cannot understand anything going on today unless you understand that there is another dimension, that there is a spiritual dimension, and certainly we live in a material world, but there's a mystical world out there. We live in a stable world, but there's a spiritual world out there, and that's where Constance comes in, because she's been reading their literature for nigh on to 30 years, isn't it, Constance?
It has been 29 and one half years.
I won't quibble. 29 and one half years. Constance has been at this and written extensively on this, and certainly she can give us an idea of what the occult world is doing, because these are the people who guide and manipulate human beings in this planet, in this dimension. So you sort of pick up the story there.
Well, I stumbled onto it accidentally, Dr. Stan. I was looking for other things, and then I started noticing a trend that looked like it had elements of politics and elements of religion, and it was blended. And of course, I was very interested in my faith and what the truth was about God and religion. And at the same time, I had a long-standing political background. I had worked as an analyst, a speechwriter for the Michigan House of Representatives and legislative analyst, and had to closely analyze political trends and report back and give very accurate information and make it digestible to others. I had to write for approximately 57 state representatives in the on one caucus for the Michigan House of Representatives. And when I stumbled onto things in that looked like they had elements of both, I sat up and paid some attention. And I started tracking common themes, just as I would have done when I was working as a legislative analyst. I was a young attorney in those days, recovering from something very, very dramatic that had happened, drastic that had happened to our family. My husband had lost both legs above the knee in a sudden accident on October 15th, 1979. And so during 1980, I was plunging, trying to make sense of things, and I was analyzing many things, but in early 1981, I stumbled head on to the elements that caused me to drop everything from my law practice for a solid seven years. I kept my license current and occasionally did work as an arbitrator. But for the most part, I was engaged full-time in trying to expose and bring to the attention things that I figured if folks had the nerve to put it in print, I had the nerve to quote them and credit their sources. And what I started noticing a trend that in Christian books, allegedly Christian books, that were calling for a drastic new world order, that were calling for a transformation of our present society, not that it couldn't stand a transformation, but the transformation they were calling for looked suspiciously like that was detailed in Scripture in the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel. And I remember thinking to myself, wouldn't it be convenient for the Antichrist if everybody believed this stuff? And I was ashamed of myself for thinking it because I'd probably read one too many books on Christian unity at the time and had taken those seriously too. But I couldn't shake the thought that something was wrong, something was amiss. And things were done holistically. We didn't live on Earth. We lived on planet Earth and a global village and a very crowded planet. And we all had to undergo this mysterious transformation. We had to have a new world order. We had to have new theologies. We had to do theologies instead of receiving our old, taken-for-granted theologies. And I noticed those themes running through Christian books. At the same time, I was noticing on the secular bookshelves themes of intense mysticism, mostly Eastern, but some Western mysticism as well. And this was supposed to be part of this alleged transformation. And if we went through these processes, and it was the Zen of this, the Zen of that, the Zen of everything else. And the old commandments about thou shalt have no other gods before me started coming to mind, and it looked like everything was good for you except for Orthodox Christianity, Orthodox adherence to one's faith. And if you were anything else, if you didn't believe there were multiple gods and that Krishna was a presentation of Jesus to the Hindus and Buddha was a presentation to other elements, so on and so forth. If you didn't believe all that, then you couldn't be a good earth keeper. And I remembered when I worked for the Michigan House of Representatives that the holiday that had given me creeps was Earth Day.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones. From additions and remodels to decks and drywall, over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Dan here at our Freedom Network, and our guest morning is Constance Cumby. And one of the most difficult things for people to understand, people who live in the material world we live in, the real world, is that there is an invisible world. There's a spiritual world. There really are spiritual forces. And if you are a Christian, it's one thing to live in this world, but it's another thing to think about the message of the Bible. And we're told that Jesus Christ could actually do miraculous things. He could heal people with a withered hand, or certainly he could heal people who were dead and bring them back to life. And he could walk on water and convert water into wine and be resurrected from the dead. And how could those things happen? If you're a Christian, though, and you believe the scriptures, well, you have to believe that there is a supernatural element out there. And the thing is, as we look at what's going on in the world today, and we look at it from a political or an ideological point of view, why, of course, sometimes you just can't quite figure out why things are going on. And as you begin to understand that there are spiritual forces that are guiding the events that are taking place here on Earth, and this is certainly what Constance is finding, but she's finding it being expressed in all sorts of books. Oh, we've got to get away from the old-fashioned Christianity and get into this new beliefs, and all about a new world order and the importance of planet Earth and being world citizens and global citizens and citizens of this Earth, and suddenly Mother Earth is already a divinity, as it were. And Constance is reading all of these things and saying, what are these people talking about? And so you pick up the story there, Constance.
Well, I told you I had a background as a political analyst, and I was trained in how to dissect these things and take them apart and identify elements. And one day I walked into, it was the Methodist bookstore in downtown Detroit, Cokesbury, which I had a law office right across the street from it at that particular time, and I picked up five books. I still remember I picked up Rich Christians in an Age of Hunger by Ron Sider. I picked up a book by Gerald and Patricia Mish called Hope for Humanity, Towards a Human World Order, Hope for Humanity. I picked up a book by a man by the name of McCoy that was talking about a hope, a new theology. I picked up a book on process theology by John Cobb, and there was one book that I don't recall. There were five books I purchased that particular day. I remember distinctly. And I sat down and started analyzing common elements. And I was pretty astonished when I got through it. It distinctly looked like a political campaign where they were all talking to each other, where they had more in common with each other than their own denomination. Sider was a Baptist. The Mishes were Catholic. McCoy was something else, the Union Graduate School of Theology in Berkeley, California. Cobb was still something else. And they... one thing that they were talking about was some type of a world mechanism to control food, a world food authority. And that struck me as something that could be used just as much for coercion and as it could be for legitimate hunger relief. And moreover, it came remarkably close to some of the prophetic warnings in Scripture. And I remember I told some of these that I tried them out on some folks I knew distinctly to the left to think what they would see about it. I ran into a couple people that I knew from factions, various factions in Michigan political circles, and just showed it to them on the sidewalk and said, tell me, what do you think of this? And somebody said, well, it'd be a dandy way to control the world. That's right. Even they saw the dangers in this thing, but Christians were being told this is your spiritual duty to put this thing over the top. God is expecting this of you. And so I kept digging. I was trying to figure out why it was going that direction, where it was coming from. I did not begin to put it all together and make heads or tails of it until I picked up a book by a Los Angeles author. She's now dead, Marilyn Ferguson, the author of The Aquarian Conspiracy, which purported to be a positive expose, a declaration, a coming out party, if you will, of these trends. And she said these folks were in a conspiracy. It was a benign conspiracy to make the world better for everybody. And I thought, well, that's a good story. Nobody shares power to give it away to others, which was another thing that she said was happening in her book. So they were seeking power merely to disperse it to others. And my experience in the political world was that that didn't happen very often. The folks that did that didn't keep it very long. So I thought something was going on. She had a chapter in her book called Spiritual Adventure, Connection with the Source. And all the things that I found disturbing, she found signs of hope. She said now the heretics are gaining ground, doctrine is losing its authority, and knowing is superseding belief. And she was advocating altered state processes, ranging from use of drugs. She said LSD had opened a whole generation to this type of thing, LSD, marijuana, that type of thing, that you could not underestimate the role that drugs had played in this system. And that she also advocated a number of other systems of various mind control systems. And things that basically took you out of what she called and they called your analytical, critical left brain and took you to your spiritual, intuitive right brain. I was beginning to suspect that we were looking at a movement of potential mass possession or at least mass hypnosis. And then she quoted from something called the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ. And for some reason, I thought that it might be important. And I decided to track that book down. In fact, that book is listed now by her former publisher as one of the cornerstone books of the New Age, one of the foundational books, The Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ. Her former former publisher was Jerome Tarcher. In fact, he's released a memorial edition of her book, The Aquarian Conspiracy, is also one of the foundational books, cornerstone book of the New Age movement. The Aquarian Gospel purported to be messages, channeled messages to somebody who lived in the late 19th century called Levi. He called himself Levi. And that these were Aquarian masters sitting in council, and I could not help but think of the biblical warning about in the last days some will depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Just who were these, quote, Aquarian masters sitting in council, unquote? And they had conveyed to him the, quote, truth, unquote, which was a lie. That in that people went through various phases and various cycles, and that Jesus became the Christ by a life of strenuous service and equipping himself to receive the Christ consciousness. And I said, just as Edward was not always king, nor was Lincoln always president, neither was Jesus always the Christ. He had earned the degree Christ by a life of strenuous service and equipping himself to receive the Christ consciousness. And that was a very direct biblical indicator that something was going on that was contrary to at least the Christian faith. And who is a liar but he that denies Jesus is the Christ, the as in one and only. Because interestingly, many of these folks will say Jesus the Christ, but then they'll also say Moses the Christ, Muhammad the Christ, Buddha the Christ, so on and so forth, and you and I is the Christ, that we all have to realize our own Christhood, that old lie that we are all gods and just have to realize that we are gods. The other thing that I noticed in that book was on page 14 of the Aquarian Gospel, of that particular edition. I think they've repaginated since. But it said that one may enter fully into the spirit of the God of Force. And I recalled a passage from the much maligned Bible. These folks don't want you reading the Bible, and if I were on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, I wouldn't want my friends going to the post office either. But at any rate, it said that one of the indicators of whoever the last day dictator would be was he would honor in his estate the God of Forces, a God whom his fathers knew not. And here on page 14 was an exhortation to that one could enter fully into the spirit of the God of Force. Well, I got over a few more pages, a few more chapters, and I got to the 14th chapter of this book. And it's on the 14th chapter. It had John the Baptist talking with his pagan master, going to these temples to get initiated and to learn what spirituality was supposed to be as they were defining it, as they were historically revising the Bible in a, quote, Aquarian Gospel, unquote. It was very clever, almost King James style English. If somebody did not know the real word of God, this could have been a fool or a sleeper. And it said that that John the Baptist asked his master, why do we need any further inspiration? We have these wonderful books. We have the works of the Upanishads and the Tao, so on and so forth. And that his pagan master said to him, very patiently, he said that from time to time men would advance and go through different phases, and that these works were to help them on the way, and that the Hebrew Bible with its Proverbs and Psalms was all in its proper place, was also designed for this. Said, but in the ages yet to come, lights more intense will be needed and sent. Said, and finally, at last, a mighty master soul will come to earth to light the way to the throne of perfect man. And I remember just slamming that book shut with a throbbing migraine headache running through my head and thinking to myself, that is a direct, clear, satanic prophecy of his chosen messenger, whoever the ultimate Antichrist is. And I thought this is that they were this public about it and quoting it this publicly, something was going on. And so I resolved I was going to learn more about it. Marilyn Ferguson had given some clues in her The Aquarian Conspiracy. And she said the folks that were involved in this mindset would wait for signals, subtle cues and signals, and if they heard somebody that was into it, they would get into deep conversations on this. But they had to be careful. If they ran into any criticism, they would quickly clam up because their movement had been too often misunderstood in the past. And this time they were going to succeed, whereas in the past they had failed. Because, she said, in 1979-80, when she wrote that book, she said, modern communications have encircled the globe beyond any possibility of retreat. And she pointed to the speed of computers and fax machines, which are absolutely nothing compared to the speed of computers and fax machines and all everything else that we have right now, where communication globally is instantaneous.
Now,
anyway,
I was referring to Marilyn Ferguson.
Yes, Marilyn Ferguson.
Right, and of course,
I decided I needed to learn more, and right. I did not know how to go about it, because back in those days, they weren't openly talking about the New Age movement. I had to pull the terminology out of one of their insiders.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver says, please practice safe driving at all times. It could save your life or someone you know. Don't be responsible for an accident, no matter how small. That's from Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today at 758-7575. That's Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy Memorial Day.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Dan back here, our guest this morning. It's a classic. It's called The Aquarian Conspiracy, written by Marilyn Ferguson, who's suggesting that there is this other movement out there with literally millions of members all across America, and they're into an alternative religion, certainly an effort to bring about this world government, and they're in touch with a different spirituality. But, of course, they have to keep this secret because, of course, it has this wonderful potential to bring about this wonderful new world. She even talks about a man named Zygmunt Brzezinski. Now, of course, those of you who don't know, he's the man who organized the Trilateral Commission, works with David Rockefeller. He was the man who was the foreign policy advisor for a man named Barack Obama when he was running for the presidency, and is still in very, very close contact with the current Democratic administration. And as she was saying, how Zygmunt Brzezinski's ideas were very much like theirs. And, of course, they were working towards the same goal. And, of course, it's the same goal. It's the same one-world government that will be run by Lucifer. That has always been his objective and goal, going back to the time when God intervened, when Nimrod tried to rule the world 5,000 years ago and unite all the people and build a Tower of Babel. Well, anyway, of course, Constance, before you go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get to your blog spot, how they could listen to your radio programs?
Oh, absolutely. We have a very active blog spot and a very active community on the blog spot, and you're very welcome, invited to join us. We have active discussions, and a lot of people on the blog spot have formed friendships with each other and talk to each other frequently and do some really brilliant research, and some of them, frankly, have gone beyond me in some of their intellectual depth and capacity to scope this thing out, and we just, the information that comes forth on there is tremendous, and sometimes there's some squabbling between people and personalities, but we, it's been a successful blog spot, and it's worldwideweb.cumbie.blogspot.com. You have to put the E in Cumbie or you won't find it, C-U-M-B-E-Y. And if you just Google C-U-M-B-E-Y, the first thing that will come up usually is the blog spot, cumbieblogspot.com, or use any of the other search engines. It comes up pretty readily if you just put in the last name. And that's and we have also a number of materials that are I've made them available for absolutely free, some valuable books and things that are downloadable, and I have links to very other very important sites such as newswithviews.com and some of the other astute watchers in this area. And that's cumbie.blogspot.com. And the radio program, which is, we have a sponsor, thank God. And that is themicroeffect.com. And that's twice a week, Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific Time. And that is 8 o'clock, that, twice a week. And I understand that it's rerun on the weekends, rebroadcast at other hours. And there are some stations that are picking it up around the country, I'm told, several in the south, and a number of satellite places to reach it. But the best way to and most reliable way to reach it is just to go right online, worldwideweb.themicroeffect. It's a run-on word, T-H-E-M-I-C-R-O-E-F-F-E-C-T. And if you go on there, there's a Listen Live tab that you can click, and it will come through your speakers very nicely. And then better still, you can interact with us in the chat room or call in live on the program. In the chat room, you just click Listen or join chat room and enter and give yourself a name and your own password if you want one. And you're in there with us, and it's very, very interesting, very stimulating.
And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, there really is another dimension. There really are people who are in contact with this other dimension and believe that this is going to bring this wonderful new utopian world. And they've given their whole lives to this. But, of course, to do this, you have to reject the teachings of the Bible. You have to reject the concept of America as a sovereign nation. This is all going to be replaced by this wonderful new world and this wonderful world leader who's coming. And ladies and gentlemen, we're well away on the way to creating this one world government. That is the purpose of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, is to bring in this one world government that Lucifer has always sought. And so when did you eventually begin to realize this was a Luciferian movement?
Well, I had a, I encountered a woman. I decided to do my research and see who would pick up on the cues, since Marilyn Ferguson said they communicated that way. So I simply carried a stack of I carried the Aquarian gospel and I carried the Aquarian conspiracy everywhere I went for a few weeks. And it took about one day to pick up on the first one. An attorney in court on the other side of a motion I was arguing came forward just all smiles, beaming, and he said, "I see you have the Aquarian gospel." And Dr. Stan, I made a big mistake, because lots of people get into this thing for the almost the purest of motives. They're depressed, they're down. People reach out on them. The New Agers are indeed very good quite often on picking up on subtle cues and seeing when people are in trouble. And those people are reached out to, and they feel like they've found true friendship and associations and people that understand them for the first time in their life. And they, and then they're sucked in that way and kept in. It's like a cult love bombing type mentality all too often. And there are many, many cults that are involved and networked as part of this. But I, there was a, I told the attorney, I said, I made a bad mistake. I told him what I thought of the Aquarian gospel, what I thought of the Aquarian conspiracy, and what I thought of the collective intelligence of those who bought into it. Bad mistake. I don't recommend talking that way to somebody initially. And I remember his face just fell, and he said, "That's my wife's thing. I don't know much about it." But I could tell from the initial look on his face and then the way his face fell that indeed that was his thing. So I continued to carry the books around, and I was invited to a political event that I almost didn't go to. And I thought, I went thinking somebody might be there who's into this and can tell you something more about it. And the person that was in charge of the event for the person running for consul was a woman who had encountered me a year earlier in a friendly way. When my husband was coming out of the hospital and I was wondering how I was going to cope with the severe accident that Barry had had. And I remember she told me she could come over to the house and heal him. I was with my law clerk at the time, and I said, "Phyllis, he lost both legs above the knee." She said, "It doesn't matter. I can come over and heal him." I said, "Well, tell me, Phyllis, how do you plan to accomplish that?" And she had said at the time something I thought was tremendously funny. She said, "With cosmic energies I receive from the universe." And the biggest miracle in all of this in the last 30 years has been that I kept a straight face when she said that. It has been more than 30 years.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest Constance Cumby, and Constance, pick up the story there.
Well, I was, I remember I almost choked with laughter, not to her face, but I went, when my law clerk and I arrived up the elevator to our office, I remember we were laughing so hard we were hyperventilating, and I thought nothing more about it for a year. And then if I didn't run into her at this political party, and she was the campaign manager for the person who had invited me, and a very nice person, by the way, and I still didn't think about it that much until she gave the talk to all the people that were there, and there were many prominent people there, and she said she had been a student of the mind sciences for the last 20 years. Well, I had been acquainted with her for 14 out of those 20 years. And she said, when you see our man, Al, you are to visualize him in the councilman's chair. And through this act of visualization, you will gain the cooperation of the higher powers of the universe, who will work to bring your vision into manifestation, and Al will be the councilman. And I started thinking, mind science, visualization, and the guided imagery, the other things that Marilyn Ferguson had spoken of, written of in her book, The Aquarian Conspiracy. And all at once, this sharp thought ran through my head, I wonder if Phyllis is part of them. And so when the party broke up, I approached her, and I said, Phyllis, I heard you mention the mind sciences. She said, yes. I said, years ago, I read a book by a plastic surgeon named Matthew Maltz called Psycho-Cybernetics. I have been so fascinated by the mind sciences since then. I said, maybe I can take you to dinner and you can tell me more about it. And I had read that book years before, and it was God's doing that I was able to just pull it out of my poor brain on such short notice to tell her something convincing. And she agreed to go to dinner with me, and she was very careful about what she ordered. And she had to have something all vegetarian and red zinger teas. And she looked wonderful. She'd lost 20 pounds, she said, and I think maybe I'd found them. But at any rate, I said to her, I said, tell me about the mind sciences. I'm fascinated. And she said, well, it's part of the new age movement. And that was the first time I had heard those three words together. She said, I don't know if you've heard of it or not. And I said, well, not by that name anyway. I said, is it called anything else? And she said a few things, and holistic movement, networking movement, new consciousness movement. And she also said the age of Aquarius. And when she said that, I held up the Aquarian gospel, and I said, is this by any chance part of it? And she just beamed all over. She said, why, yes, it certainly is. And I said, well, what do you do in this movement? She said, we communicate with code words and signals. And I said, well, I've been studying on my own for a little while, the best I could without a good teacher like you to help me. So help me, Dr. Stan. I didn't know they had a slogan in the movement that when the pupil is ready, the master will appear. And here, and they also said, if you see somebody who's been active in progressive causes and they ask you a question about esoteric matters, you are to assume that they have taken a couple of earlier initiations, and your duty to take them further is clear. And Phyllis wasn't one to shirk her duty, especially when there was a free dinner attached. And so she was really sharing with me. And finally I said, Phyllis, you're going to think I'm crazy. I said, but since Barry's accident, I've become quite the Bible scholar. I said, I'm convinced beyond any reasonable doubt that this may very well be the last day movement of the Antichrist. And she said, oh, yes. She said, there's no doubt in my mind about that whatsoever. She said, that's extremely perceptive of you. And I opened up the Aquarian Gospel, and I turned to the page that talked about the God of Force. And she got so excited. She said, you saw it, you saw it. She said, that's such an important point. Most students of esotericism fail to grasp it immediately. And she said, also, you must remember that in the New Age movement and at Unity, she was a biofeedback instructor at Detroit's Unity Temple, she said, we believe that Jesus and the Christ are two separate entities. The Christ is an office, not a man. And I just almost involuntarily quoted to her 1 John 2:22. Who is a liar, but he that denies Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. And all at once, she had a New Age mystic crystal revelation. The person she was talking to did not wish to run off and join the Age of Aquarius, and she'd probably said too much. And she said, it's very difficult for me to talk to you. I have received a vision of light. You should pray for wisdom that you see the hidden meaning of these biblical passages. And to make a long story short, while we were eating and I was enjoying my meal, she was not enjoying hers. She started gritting her teeth and she said, it just is not right. It's just not right. That book is simply too misleading. It should not be allowed. And I looked over and said, why is that, Phyllis? And she almost spit it out of her mouth. She said, the Bible. And I said, why would you say something like that? She said, the Antichrist is not the negative thing the Bible's made him out to be. So that's what made me really start digging, and I went found a New Age bookstore that my son pointed out to me in the paper, and I decided to go check it out. They said they were a metaphysical clubhouse of sorts, the Mayflower. And I went in the store, and the fellow said, well, we're closing. I said, I drove a long way to get here. I said, and I'm willing to pay cash. I said, do you have anything on Findhorn? And he said, you mean Findhorn? And he said, our Findhorn section is right down there. Our David Spangler section is right there, too. And the book I had found on Findhorn at a Sears health food store, I did talk openly about Lucifer and Eve, that the thing that was showing up to these folks had identified himself as the devil. And they said, no, you're not the devil. You're the great god Pan. Christians were mistaken when they took you for the devil. And I thought, this is pretty open stuff. And then I said, do you have anything on the New Age movement? And he looked at me like I was crazy, and he said, lady, the whole darn store. So I bought five
books. God bless you. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you real soon.
Very good. Bye-bye. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Constance Cumby, has an amazing message. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that literally every town in America has a mystical bookstore. But if the town is of any size, there will be a New Age or mystical bookstore. We're, of course, the people from the who are into the other dimension are meeting and getting their books. And there are literally hundreds of thousands of books, or tens of thousands of books, written that will introduce you to the other dimension. But it is a Luciferian dimension. And this is the dominant force in America today. And it's infiltrated our churches. They've changed the music of our churches. They've changed the message of our churches. We're told in 2 Thessalonians 2 that before the man of sin arrives, there'll be a great falling away, and it's taking place today. We have a great four-tape set of my interviews with Constance Cumby. It's a four-CD set, a four-tape set, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a DVD that Constance did when she came and spoke at our conference. It's called The Emergence, and it gives you an excellent overview of what she was talking about this morning. That's The Emergence. So you can get the four CD set. It's called the Aquarian Conspiracy, or the DVD, The Emergence. And we recommend you get this. You need to understand what the true nature of the battle is. We really do have people who are dedicated to Lucifer here. We carry their writings. We actually have a little pamphlet. We called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It was channeled to Alice Bailey by a demonic spirit named Joa Cool. And it tells you about these supernatural beings who rule the world. And, of course, they have worked through men, and many of the men, some of them know exactly what's going on. This is how you get to be fabulously wealthy. I mean, certainly Andrew Carnegie was deeply involved in spiritualism. Henry Ford was deeply involved in theosophy and spiritualism. Certainly J.P. Morgan was into astrology, and the Rockefeller family and the Rothschild family, members of these families have been involved in the occult down through the centuries. And certainly it was Lord Rothschild who in the 1890s financed Cecil Rhodes, actually financed his secret society in the background of the secret society that became the Council on Foreign Relations. And it had to do with their occult background. This is what people don't understand. And, of course, everything is done to focus our attention on racial groups behind this. That's not at all. It is to take your attention away from the fact there really is a Luciferian movement that is alive and well today, and dedicated to a one-world government, about to plunge us into a war with Iran, about to destroy our economy, to enslave our people, and terrible, terrible times lie ahead because America has turned its back on God. And believe me, God is going to bring his vengeance on this country, and you've got to be out there getting this message out, helping us getting it out. And, of course, your job is to learn here and then reach others. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and you can listen to our programs there. You can pull down our DVDs and pull down our other section on videos on the web and read our newsletters, listen to our programs, help us get the word out. Certainly people have to understand the true nature of the enemy, and it's not Osama bin Laden. He used to work for the CIA. He's been dead for a long time, although they just found him living in Iran just this last week. That's why we're going to have to attack Iran. After all, we went into Afghanistan 9 years ago. Osama bin Laden was there, but now he's living in Iran, or maybe at least that's what they say, because I don't believe it. He's been dead for a long time, but we need an enemy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Dr. Stan and Carl. May the Lord with you.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling.